Dreamscape presents The Backstagers in the Ghostlight by Andy Mientis, narrated by the author.
Chapter 1. There are a lot of myths surrounding the theater. Countless tales of doomed productions miraculously coming together just in time for opening night, of pants split right in the middle of big solos, of romances blossoming backstage on a 10-minute break and lasting for life. Of course, most of these stories have little resemblance to the events that actually took place. Theater kids have a way of embellishing their stories as much as they embellish their lockers with playbills and show posters. But then, no one becomes a theater kid to look at life the way it actually is. One theater myth that is particularly pesky is that the kids standing in the spotlight, the onstagers, have all the fun and all the power, while the kids who control those very spotlights are just working in service of making the onstagers shine, which is so far from the truth. Imagine if one of those onstagers did something to tick off the wrong backstager. That spotlight might just happen to malfunction during the onstager's big solo and plunge that kid's shining moment into literal darkness. Anyone who believes that particular myth has obviously never felt the power of illuminating someone else's biggest moment with the touch of a button, and they have definitely never felt the joy of getting to wear a radio headset during a closing night performance, barking out cues and commands like a starship captain about to enter hyperdrive. "Sasha, I heard that all the way in the light booth," Beckett brayed into his headset, trying to sound stern but also trying to keep Diet Coke from spraying from his nose through his laughter. That, which he heard all the way from the light booth, was a big booming belch that erupted from the wings, interrupting a very tender and intimate moment of Lise, the tragic rock opera that was playing.